Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Dog River Marina and Boat Works, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guide and Magazine, Green Turtle Bay Resort, Marina Life, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you're dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our ship store at www.greatloop.org/shipstore. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. This, as Beth said, is our weekly blog radio show from America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. With us, as usual, are Beth and Steve, and Janine is not here today. For those non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, including the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. AGLCA is an organization of people who share the sense of adventure and a curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our purpose is primarily to disseminate information and enhance the overall experience of the Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org, and we'd love for you to become a member and visit the website. Our show this week is coming directly from the Miami Boat Show floor, where the doors opened to the general public just about a minute ago. Our guest host is Mike Ahart, the news editor of Waterway Guide and one of AGLCA's Admiral sponsors. For those of you who use the Waterway Guide, you'll know how invaluable they are to the Loop. Mike will convey the excitement of the show and tell us some interesting facts about this huge gathering. If anyone has questions during Mike's talk or any time during the show, feel free to call in. The number is toll-free. It's 877-497-1815. Mike, tell us what's going on.
Well, thanks for having me. The weather, I know this might upset a lot of people out there, but the weather here has been absolutely beautiful. And we're right here in Miami Beach. There's throngs of visitors from all over. And, you know, it's not just that we have this Miami International Boat Show, which is going on right now, but there's also the Yacht and Brokerage Show, which is several blocks north of here. And it's over a mile long with hundreds and hundreds of boats in the water. There's also the Coconut Grove Arts Festival, and there's also a brand new Wynwood Contemporary Art Fair. And there's just the fact that this is Miami Beach in the winter. So there's just tons and tons and tons of people around in Miami Beach, and it's quite incredible. Right now I am in the convention center at the Miami International Boat Show. The show started yesterday, and it runs through Monday, and it's going to be 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. each of the days. But the show isn't just here at this huge convention center, which, by the way, it spills out all around the convention center as well. But there's also two other complete different venues across Biscayne Bay. There's the Strictly Sail exhibit over at, I think it's Mia Marina is how everybody likes to pronounce it. It might be Miami Marina. Somebody can probably help with that. It's got over 100 cruising sailboats in the water there with a separate section for monohulls and a section for multi-hulls just to keep them from fighting with each other. And just about every major sailing yacht builder has their boats on display there. And then there's also the in-water powerboat display, which is at Sea Isle Marina, which is also on the Miami City side of Biscayne Bay, with over 100 powerboats and some smaller trawlers. Buses and water taxis ferry visitors from one venue to another because they're all way across the causeway from each other. Now, in past years, the larger trawlers used to be displayed at Sea Isle as part of the Miami International Boat Show, but this year they've migrated to the Yacht and Brokerage Show, which is actually a separate show, but it runs on the same days. As you can guess, I'm running around like crazy to take in all of this. Now, the Yacht and Brokerage Show has generally been the mega yacht show. It's been going on year after year as well. But this year, they set up a trawler island for trawler port with most of the major trawler builders represented up there. Now, back here at the convention center, there's thousands of booths as well, representing just about every company that has anything to do with boating, whether it's engines, electronics, any kind of accessories. I mean, it's amazing. If it's not here, it's probably not at any other boat show in the world. I wish I had a chance to see everything before the radio show so I could answer more questions, but frankly, I probably won't get to everything by the end, by Monday, no matter how hard I work at it.
I think we'll break for a quick commercial from one of our vendors, if you don't mind, Mike.
Oh, no problem.
Think automotive and marine fuels are the same? Think again. Valtech marine fuels are specially formulated for marine engines. They contain additional marine-grade fuel additives that are designed to prevent problems that may be associated with automotive-grade gasoline, ethanol, and truck-grade diesel fuel when used in marine engines. Valtech is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA. For more information, visit www.valvetech.com.
Thanks, Beth, and thanks to Jerry from ValveTech and ValveTech for being a commander sponsor. Mike, tell us what's the most daunting thing about the size of the convention center for an exhibitor or a visitor.
Holy moly, I don't know what to say. This building takes up probably 10 to 15 blocks, and then its parking lots, I think most of the parking lots that are attached to the building is full of more and more tents and more exhibits. I'm not exactly sure where you have to park if you want to come to this thing, but it's not going to be anywhere near here at the exhibition center. It just goes on and on and on, and I tell you, walking the floor yesterday, which I only got to a small portion of it, it just blew my mind. Let me look around me. We got Magma across with like a huge display of everything they sell. We've got teak, we've got marine techs, we've got boat trailers, we've got hundreds and hundreds of boats here inside the convention center, too, smaller fishing boats and things like that. And I saw another 100 of them outside in the tents outside. It's just on and on. I guess the question that I can answer one question, and that is you could name anything and ask me if it's here, and I can give you a definitive yes, whether I've seen it or not.
If I remember correctly, Mike, there's the huge, huge convention floor, but then on other levels, there's smaller rooms that are filled with vendors. So when you really visit the show, you need to be aware of the multiple rooms that you need to go through.
Oh, I know. I haven't even been upstairs yet.
Oh, my goodness. There's hundreds and hundreds of vendors that usually on the second level.
I know. It goes on and on. Now, the interesting thing, I can't wait to get over to the trawler island over at the other venue just to check it out, because that's an interesting setup there. You could go online and see some of the pictures they have of the show from past years, and if you're familiar with the little river that kind of runs between Miami Beach and the Biscayne Bay, it's just basically full of boats now for this show, thousands of them for the Yacht and Brokerage Show. So, I mean, it's amazing how much boating is represented here this weekend. It's phenomenal.
Do you have any idea the time it takes to set up the show, for the boating part of the show, how long it takes to get the boats in and then out of the waterways?
I was reading up on the other show. I think took them a week to shoehorn all those boats in there. Some of those boats are 200 feet long. And probably the average boat over there is 100. So
my
the trawlers kind of the trawlers are like the little guys over at that other show. And the trawlers there are generally, you know, up to 65, 70 feet themselves. So
do you have any idea of how can I put this? The size of a realistic boat for some of our members who might be shopping? You know, do they have smaller boats, even smaller than 65 feet?
Yeah, there's a pretty decent representation of the boats that most of our customers, as I like to call them, our people would use. I guess there's let me look here at some of the – there's, you know, 34-foot to 50 feet are pretty well represented over there.
Okay,
and
it is worthwhile for our members to come down if they're in the area and stop in and take a look at some of the boats.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's probably at least 15 trawlers in that range. There are probably more.
Uh-huh.
And then over here, there's probably a couple hundred sailboats in the cruising range represented over at the Strictly Sail. So
uh-huh.
It kind of covers the general cruising public.
Realistic, Mike, with all the boats and all the exhibits, is it realistic to be able to do the show in 4 days?
I'd say if you wanted to see everything, then probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty well organized that if there's certain things that you need to check into, like all the electronics are all in one general area, and it's huge and it's got everybody. If you want to figure out how you want to do your charting, you know, they've got all the major chart plotter companies, they've got all the major charting software companies. They're all there. They're all in one place.
That
so
was going to be my next question. Is there, you know, was there any rhyme or reason to the assignment of the booths? And it sounds like somebody did give it a lot of thought and make it organized to people who are visiting.
It actually is. Some of the sections, I've never seen sections like it before, where they have power plants for boats, you know, engines. They just have all these engines set up next to each other, just out on the floor so that you can look at. They got a section with just props, all kinds of props that you can pick out which ones you like. I don't know.
I go to the cookbook area. I know I found that the time that I was there.
The thing that hits me every time I go around the corner is like, how can all these different companies make the same thing and stay alive? And it's
business.
Just, you know,
are there any seminars going on, Mike, or is it just vendors?
Could you repeat that?
Are there any educational seminars at the show?
Yes, there are. There are seminars here at this show, and then there's also seminars up at the other show. In fact, there's a Trawler Fest at the other show that's going on during the duration. Here there's, oh boy, are there any particular ones you want me to look up? Because they have, I think, Nigel Calder's doing something, and, there's, the list just goes on and on. Most of the people, the perennial people that have different seminars are doing something here. And that's a lot of the things that are going on upstairs, too.
Uh-huh. I know you can Google the Miami Boat Show and get a list of the seminars for any listeners that are interested if you're in the area. How much is it to get into the boat show, Mike? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. Do you know how much it is to get in?
yesterday was $35 per day.
It was $35, I think, was what it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Diane's here helping me figure out what the other days are. We've got Diane and Mike Barada here working the booth. Ted Staley's here working the booth. We've got other people working the other booth. Okay, yeah, $35 was the premiere day yesterday, and then it's $18 a day for the other ones, but you can get a two-day pass for $32. Children 15 and under are free. And just so you know, the other show, the yacht and brokerage sale, is free.
I'm just looking on the website. You can actually get a five-day pass for the show for $80, which brings you through Monday. But the other show is free, which is very, very good to know, obviously.
Yeah. So if you want to take on both, you only have to pay for this one, and you can the one thing I've been trying to dig up before the show is whether or not I read somewhere that there were buses going from one show to the other. And I think I confirmed that, as well as buses and water taxis that take you from the different venues here. So you can get from one place to another, but apparently it sometimes takes a while. So you probably want to do all of your want to see everything you want to see in one area and then go to the next one.
And I imagine getting a taxi would be next to impossible in the crowds that are there this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it might not be so bad, but the traffic is amazing here right now. It's just, this area is just, like I said at the beginning, it's just everything happening all at once, and I've never seen so many people in one place. You just walk outside after the show and all around Miami Beach, and it's just throngs and throngs of people from all over the world.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you were able to take time to tell us something about the show. I know you guys are really busy. Thank you so much. Say hello to all of the staff of Waterway Guide. Where is your booth? Can you tell us?
Our booth is at R59, which is in the convention center, which is set up in rows with big letters. So you go to the R aisle and just come up about halfway, and we're right there, and we'll have some happy, smiling people to talk to you, and we've got guides on sale for 20% off. So
Fantastic. Anyone
listening that's at the show, they can come by and pick up every guide they want.
Fantastic. And have a wonderful show, Waterway Guide, and all people that are there, from especially Ted. Say hello to Ted for us. Thank you so much, Mike, for taking the time. Remember, everyone, our webpage is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to become a member. Our shows are archived at our webpage. They're archived at Blog Talk Radio, and they're also available from iTunes. That's it for this week. Again, everybody, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.